Available from their retail store, in local restaurants, and through Columbia Street Roastery's coffee service. More information is available at 352-9713.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. A plan to build a new elementary school in Champaign and add on to another rides on a vote to raise Champaign County's sales tax. Unit 4 officials have not attached a price tag to a plan to add new classroom space to Booker T. Washington and Garden Hills schools, with Washington being totally rebuilt. But they say money from a sales tax hike for education would pay for the project as well as pay off existing construction debt. But Superintendent Arthur Culver says the projects need to be done sales tax hike or not.
People ask what happens if the 1% sales tax proposal is rejected by the voters. Then I think that we're committed at this point to go to the voters in the spring for another referendum that would include the north side seats and perhaps even some other things that are needed in the district also.
That referendum would likely involve raising property taxes. The expansion plan is part of Unit 4's settlement of a consent decree with African American community leaders over racial equity in education. Last night, the Champaign School Board approved the plan. The chief financial officer in the Champaign schools says people need to put the district's deficit spending this year in perspective. The Unit 4 School Board has approved a nearly $100 million spending plan for the current school year. It ends $1.9 million in the red. But Assistant Superintendent Gene Logus says a cash reserve fund meant to address previous red ink wasn't used the past 2 years because of surpluses. Logus says for the next 4 years, it's time to spend some of that money down.
We're receiving less general state aid in 2009, and the Board of Education has committed to continuing to add necessary staff to meet the needs of all of the students. Therefore, it makes it necessary to start to dip into the use of that $6.3 million in working cash bonds.
Logus says food and fuel costs are also eating into the budget, but he says Unit 4 will be able to shed $2 million a year in legal fees if a judge lets the district out of its current consent decree next year. He also says energy efficiency projects in the schools would bring more savings. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich and State Senator James Meeks made some incremental progress during a meeting yesterday. The governor and the powerful Southside minister have been wrestling over state education funding. Ben Calhoun has more.
Meeks and Blagojevich met at a church on Chicago's South Side, along with about 25 other people, most of them ministers. After a two-hour closed-door meeting, both walked out talking optimistically about a $120 million school program Meeks is pushing. But as they took questions, it was clear they made little progress on the core issue, inequities in the state system to pay for schools. Standing in front of a crowd of black ministers, Meeks said even if his plan gets approved, he'll continue to pressure the governor to increase education funding.
It's our community that's bearing the scars. It's our community that for 25 to 30 years now have waited on broken promises from Springfield, and we can't wait anymore.
Meeks's proposal would create a three-year pilot program designed to improve clusters of poorly performing schools. He and the governor are supposed to meet again in 2 weeks. I'm Ben Calhoun.
A prison watchdog group is criticizing the Illinois Prisoner Review Board as being too stingy in granting parole requests from the state's longest-serving inmates. John Howard Association Executive Director Malcolm Young says the review board emphasizes the original crime rather than balancing that crime against proven rehabilitation of the prisoners. Young said a new report from the association found that since 1984, the parole rate for long-serving inmates has averaged 3.5%. The report focuses on inmates sentenced before 1978 because they weren't given specific prison terms. Under laws then in effect, they were sentenced in ranges, for instance, 25 to 40 years. Prisoner Review Board Chairman Jorge Mentes says the fact that the board is criticized by both victims' rights groups and the John Howard Association indicates the board is in the place it needs to be. Indiana Democrat Jill Long Thompson is repeating her call for Republican Governor Mitch Daniels to temporarily suspend Indiana's sales tax on gasoline, but Daniels has said he doesn't have the legal authority to do so. Long Thompson also wants to cap the gas sales tax once the pump price reaches $2.75. AAA's daily fuel gauge report shows that Hoosiers paid an average of $4.12 per gallon of regular unleaded yesterday. That's up from $4 per gallon Sunday. Hurricane Ike caused some refineries in Texas to close temporarily, and prices have jumped above $5 per gallon in some states. The federal government is working with states to determine whether consumers are being charged too much. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
9:35, and we'll check in with Ed Keezer. Ed, not a lot of detail of the forecast. Seems rather nice.
Yeah, it really is nice. If you have outdoor plans and you're not in a place that's full of mud, it's going to be a good several days. And for those that are areas that are muddy, it will become less muddy over time. We do have bright sunshine out there right now. A few places had dense fog this morning, especially the outlying areas away from city centers where the temperature is a little bit cooler. That allows the temperature to drop to the dew point temperature a little quicker. So fog often forms in rural areas as opposed to city locations, and also in lower dips in the terrain where colder, denser air tends to collect. So we did have some patches of fog, and a dense fog advisory was posted for much of the area. That dense fog advisory has now been canceled for most of the area.